Chapter 4 Sweet Ride. The Heartbreak Hotel in Memphis has an Elvis Presley theme, of course. There are pictures of Elvis all over the walls. Elvis songs blare out of hidden speakers. There's a TV in the lobby that always has an Elvis movie playing on it. From the looks of the place, you would never know that the King died back in 1977. It looks as though he's still alive. Everywhere Coke and Pep turned, there were constant reminders of evil Elvis. It made it hard to forget what happened with Aunt Judy just a few hours earlier. Still, the twins slept soundly. It was nice to be in a regular bed for a change. After a few weeks, the RV had begun to feel like a rolling jail. In the morning, everyone was famished. The food in the RV had been incinerated in the explosion, of course. The McDonald's came downstairs at 9 o'clock and took a table in the hotel restaurant. Apart from a few lonely Elvis impersonators, the place was almost empty. A giant screen TV on the wall was showing the young Elvis dancing with Anne Margaret in the movie Viva Las Vegas. The waitress took everyone's order and went into the kitchen. "Family meeting," Dr. McDonald announced. "I've been thinking." "Uh-oh," Coke muttered. "You know I've been trying to come up with a topic for my next book," Dr. McDonald continued. "I've decided that I don't want to do an Elvis Presley biography after all." "Good idea, Dad," Pep said, visibly relieved. "Yeah, there are probably 1,000 books about Elvis," Dr. McDonald told them. "I was thinking that maybe for my next book, I might try a novel." "A novel?" Pep said, almost spitting out her orange juice. "Ben," said Mrs. McDonald, "you're a respected scholar, a university professor." "That book about coal and the Industrial Revolution was awesome, Dad," Coke said. "I couldn't put it down." "See," Mrs. McDonald said. "And you tackled an important subject, and now you want to write a novel?"
"What? You don't think I can do it?"
"You can do anything you put your mind to," Pep told her father. "That's what you always say to us, right?"